Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Tuesday. It's March the 24th, 2026. I'm John David Walt. This is your wake-up call. Well, let's dive into consecration. It is Tuesday. That does mean tacos. I'm looking forward to that. I'm in Franklin, Tennessee this week with our farm team and invite you all to pray with us and for us. We got a lot going on at Seedbed. We're in a, I don't know, maybe we might call it an extreme home makeover. You remember that show? It's going to be good. It's not going to shock your, it's not massive change, but we're growing. And I think we're looking ahead and realizing that what got us here won't get us there. Same is true in our lives, isn't it? And granted, Jesus will get us there. He got us here, but it's going to take more of Jesus, actually. It's going to take more of us opening up to more of Him. So wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead. And Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body as a living sacrifice to you. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, our text today, our title, it's a good one. I like this one. I like them all, of course. It's called You Had One Job. You had one job. Our text is 1 Corinthians 3, verse 6. Hear now the word of the Lord. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. The Bible is decisively growth-oriented when it comes to our faith and maturity in the character of Jesus. Every book, every letter, every story, in one way or another, is about growing in the likeness of Jesus Christ. The whole storyline of the Bible might be summarized as the story of creation to new creation. The Bible started in a garden of trees and rivers, and it will end with a river lined by trees whose leaves are for the healing of the nations. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. But it's so critical that we grasp who does what. In this process, we do not make things grow. We cannot make ourselves grow. Jesus, ever trying to open our eyes to how His kingdom works, put it like this, Mark 4. He also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain. First the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come." I planted the seed. Apollos watered it. But God has been making it grow. It is settled. God makes it grow. Pressure's off. But did you catch the part we play? I planted the seed. A person scatters seed on the ground. We plant the seed. But what is the seed? In his celebrated parable of the sower, Jesus made it clear. The seed is the word of God. That's Luke 8:11. The seed is the word of God. Our part is to plant the word of God in the soil of our lives. How do we do this? There's a lot to be said on this point. I say it all the time. But this comes to mind today. Remember Maxie's daily affirmation? Every day he plants the seed of this word of God in the soil of his life. Maxie, the secret is simply this: Christ in you. Yes, Christ in you, bringing with him the hope of all the glorious things to come. That's Colossians 1:27. I wonder, what word of God are you planting in the soil of your life these days? What seeds of Scripture are you scattering across the field of your soul? Our job is to plant the seed of God's Word in our lives every single day. Here's what we don't want to hear Jesus one day say to us: you had one job. Here's what I know. Whatever word you are planting, that word is prospering. It is growing the very goodness of God in your soul. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus. And Lord Jesus, thank you for the seed of the Word of God. And thank you that you are yourself the Word of God made flesh, the picture of what happens when the Word of God is realized in a human being by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let the Word become enfleshed in our lives by the same Spirit. And we're praying in Jesus' name. Amen. Here are a couple of journal prompts for us today. Have you ever considered that no matter how technologically advanced the world gets, it still can't make a seed grow? The soil matters, but the secret is in the seed. How does this increase your confidence in the Word of God? You know, I love that. I planted the seed. Apollos watered it. The seed is the Word of God. The water is the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. And it's by Word and Spirit that Jesus transforms us. It's not by trying harder. It's just by just taking in the seed, planting it, sowing it. And that is a requirement. That was our one job. I just want to keep encouraging you. A lot of you are still, you're still working with your new word for this 2026. Every morning, it's the first word I say. as I begin to get awake, before I even get out of bed, I just start saying my word out loud. It's James 3:17, which says, but the wisdom that comes from God is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial, and sincere. I just keep saying it every morning. I'll go back to my word from last year. It's from Isaiah. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? Now it springs up. I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the desert. That's just, what's the word speaks right to the core of my being. All day long, I'm trying to just keep saying God's word. I say, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So I'm teaching my kids in Gillette Sunday School and youth group. We keep going over those Beatitudes. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. We could go on. We got nothing better to do than speak God's word over our own lives, sowing that word in the soil of our own minds and hearts. Guys, this word is productive. It is powerful. It never returns to God void. It always accomplishes the purposes for which he sent it. That word from Maxie, the secret is simply this, John David, Christ in you. Yes, Christ in you. Do you know how quickly I can forget that? You too? We keep coming back. We keep sowing that seed. We keep saying, come, Holy Spirit, let it rain on the soil of my life. Bring that seed to germination and then fruition. This, you see how we're not doing the work? The Word is doing the work. The Spirit is doing the work. Jesus is superintending the process. He's taken us from ashes to beauty, from mourning to dancing, from broken to whole, from empty to full, from sinful to righteous. This is what he does, from chaos to kingdom order, from lostness to loved. This is our work. Every single day, first word, last word, God's word. I'd love to hear how you're doing this. Maybe I'd love for you to go to our Facebook group page today. Join us if you're not there. We'll put the link in the email. It's such a redemptive group of people. A lot of these Facebook pages are toxic waste dumps. Man, ours is just full of love. And I'd love to hear how you do this every day. You know, I've told you, I think last week about in the shower, I'm like, John David, you're my son. You're my beloved. With you, I am well pleased. Gosh, he's leading me by his word. I'll say the yoke. I've broken the yoke of sadness over you. Renounce despair, and I'll just start following that. I'll just start responding. See, I'll start responding to this revelation. I'll start praying out and hear it. I'll say, yes, Lord, that yoke is broken, and I renounce despair. I'm not going to let my spirit travel down that well-worn path that I made for so long that just goes into rumination and goes into just a sense of catastrophizing at times and dread and depressing, despairing thoughts. I renounce despair because you have broken the yoke of sadness. And then he'll just say, Don't be afraid of joy. And I just start rejoicing. I made up this song the other day. I'm going to teach it to you. I sing it like, I've said it, I think I've sung it on here before, but I sing it like this. I sing, I rejoice in the Lord. I rejoice in the Lord. I rejoice in you. I rejoice in you. It's my choice to rejoice in you, Lord. Sing it with me. I rejoice in the Lord. I rejoice in the Lord. I rejoice in you. I rejoice in you. Lift my voice. I rejoice in you, Lord. And I'll just go with that. I'm probably in the shower too long by now, but I just keep singing it. And the more I sing it, the more I mean it. And the more I mean it, the more it becomes. It just fills my spirit. And I look down on the ground and the chains of despair and the relics of sadness are just laying on the ground. And my spirit is shaking free from that slumber. I know a lot of you, we all get caught in these little eddies in the river of anxiety over here and despair and depression over here, and they're real. And we can't get ourselves out of them. But guess what? God's Word and God's Spirit, God's presence in Jesus Christ in us, He'll do it. And I don't know. I've spent a lot of times just kind of worrying my prayers. He's like, stop that. Speak my word. Respond to my word. Stop your worrying and agitation with your, just, you know, we get, our prayers themselves can become eddies because they're often just whining. They're just sourceless sayings. We need the substance of the word of God and the power of the Spirit of God. He's there. He's ready. Okay, we got to go. I got a couple of things I want to remind you of today. Tacos, yeah. Somebody sent me this cup the other day. It says, Nacho Average Pastor. How about that? And I want to remind us that Unpuzzled, our next series, is coming out. And I want you to have this workbook in your hands. And here's what I'm doing. If you buy one, because I want you to sew one. I want you to invite someone else to join us for the Easter series on the Wake Up Call on Ephesians. And if you'll buy one and use the code, I think it's buy, B-U-Y number one, S-O-W number one, buy one, sew one. We'll put it in the email. I'll send you another copy for free. Because I'm buying that copy for your friend. I'm buying it for your friend, and I'm putting it in your hand. And right now, you're starting to pray, Lord, who is that? Maybe it's an acquaintance, a coworker, a person, another family that you know, a kid at school. If you'll buy one, use that code. I'll send you two. I'm buying you one. If you buy one, I'll buy you one. How about that? That's the deal, because I'm buying it for your friend. For the person you're praying for to invite to join us for the series. So there's that. And some of you are thinking, well, why are you just now saying that? I bought my copy like 2 weeks ago. And I just want to say, I'm sorry. But if you'll do it again, I'll do it with you. Okay. There's lots of people out there. We need more sowers in our community. This is how the world is won, one person at a time. And guys, I'm seeing people waking up through this work we're doing together. Second thing, if you're a pastor, there's a link today in the email. Hopefully it's in the YouTube and the Apple Podcast and all the places. I want to know. Tell me. Just check in on there. Let me know who you are. I'll be in touch. Third thing, I already said the Facebook group. I'd love for you to do that. And then the final thing I want to say is if you want to help us, like if you're what I would call a super sower, that means somebody that wants to carry stuff in their car and give it to the lady at McDonald's drive-in, okay, click down there. It's called Field Team. This is a hand, a farmhand, working in the fields, going extra miles, getting the wake-up call out so we can sow the word of God in people's lives every day. So check the links today in the PS, in the show notes sections, whatever they are, wherever they are. Listen, we got miles to go before we sleep. And we know we got the cure. We've got the solution. It's on us now to sow it. It'll be on Jesus to grow it. All right, it's time to go. Thanks for singing my new song with me. I had another one queued up, but I thought, let's just go there today. I'll let you go. It's going to be a good day. I will, I've got my seeds. You get yours. For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt. I'm getting Dad back later this week. And I'll see you on the field.